Welcome to the More Business, More Life podcast. This show is for socially conscious leaders, entrepreneurs, CEO founders that have found success, but they don't have the ideal life that they would like. And what we're going to do is bring in concepts and systems so that we can increase business with millions of additional revenue while lowering our work hours, ideally below 40 hours a week. We call this More Business, More Life. And it's an and, not an or. We don't have to have either or. We can actually systemize this to have both. And those are the concepts we're going to come with each episode. Sometimes we might talk a little bit more about business, sometimes more life, most of the time, both. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the More Business, More Life podcast. And today we're going to talk about gratitude, being that it's a week of thankfulness here. In whatever way you're celebrating with those and maybe having a big meal, we talked about some definite things that we can do to express our gratitude with ourselves, with others, as we're sharing a meal. But also we take it further than that. How can we take this into daily practices, into our business, and how we pay our bills and how we receive money and how gift giving can make an impact, and all the ways that gratitude can allow us to have more business and more life at the same time. Let's go deep on gratitude. We are excited to talk about one of our favorite things here with More Business and More Life, and that is gratitude. That's another one of our trademarks. Choose gratitude and create freedom. I really do believe that in our gratitude, it really propels us into where we want to go and what we're doing. And it's not always easy. Sometimes we have good times and it's really easy to be grateful. And then other times we have bad times and it's not so easy. And then sometimes it's just ugly and it's hard to be grateful. And through those, as we practice these skills, then we can actually manage through those bad times or ugly times and have it pass more quickly by using gratitude. And so we can talk about that. We also chose this topic right now because of the time of the year. In the United States, we're having the Thanksgiving week here. And I know in Canada, they already had it like a month ago. And other parts of the world maybe practice different celebrations of gratitude throughout the year and different celebrations. So, I mean, we believe to celebrate gratitude every day. But this is an extra special time to be thankful. And I think overall, just as we reflect, as we get towards the end of the year, like, what are you really grateful for this year? What things can we be really grateful for? So I guess just to start it off, like, what gratitude practices do you have, like, for yourself or for your household? Just to open it up with Melissa and Stephanie, and Giovanni is not making it on this, but we are grateful to have Giovanni. And Stephanie just brought this up before. I think you're the one that said it, Stephanie, like how grateful we are for our team. Beyond just those of us that you see here, there's other team members in the background helping so diligently to make this podcast possible, to make our company possible. So we are just grateful. And so today, Stephanie and Melissa are here joining me, and I'd love to hear both of you, like, what type of habits of gratitude do you have or practices do you bring into your life?
I think the first thing is remembering gratitude also takes focus. And so for me, when I started hanging out with you, Steve, just the whole mindfulness of what you intend for in a particular day makes you focus on kind of what you want the day to be like. So, and just being able to, if I'm doing my habits of planning tomorrow today, it's easy to write down what I'm grateful for. And really the gratitude journal, I think, has been amazing to me, because just to be able to look back on what I was grateful for over the last year or the last week or the last month is really just helpful. And it makes, I'm not always good with expressing my gratitude to other people. And I think it also makes me more mindful of being able to express gratitude to others. So that's something I work on all the time.
Yeah. So just being able to write it down helps you express it, not only to yourself, to others, because you're actually consciously thinking about what was it. So having the habit of writing it down if I'm hearing you correctly, and so I'm kind of echoing this to kind of extrapolate that, then you are, it kind of pushes you to really think about it and express it more.
Absolutely. And I mean, prayer is always kind of top of mind. So just being able to have that reflection and prayer, that conversation, it allows you to just go deeper. I just feel more like it's easy not to work on yourself. And I feel like the gratitude component is just the first method of centering you in the world with just being here.
Yeah. Yeah. And that really brings it back to that choosing gratitude really does create freedom, because in that we can find the things that are guiding us, right? And what things we can overlook, the small things in life we can be so grateful for. And that's where sometimes we can get, in a way, complacent, right? You're just going about things, and we live in a time with more option and abundance than ever before on this planet. And we're not just talking about like one place. Yes, certain places on the planet have more abundant options and access. But then as I've traveled around the world, I can see it since when I first started traveling in the 1990s compared to now, and how much more access is becoming available. There's still work to be done, but just how much we can be grateful for all those small things, just even simple things like having a place to rest, having clean water, those things. When you overlook those and we're just like, oh yeah, it's common stuff, then you really miss a lot, because those things are so precious if they're gone. And I can reflect heavily on this, having gone through what I went through of being paralyzed. Simple things like being able to eat and feed myself, being able to walk. Sometimes I still don't get them all the way closed, but I've been so much gratitude to be able to do these regular day things that we can take so for granted. So I come back to what you're saying, like just writing those things down. And when I first started journaling, it was one of the hardest things. It was easier for me to create a daily practice of reading. Meditation was a little difficult to get that habit going, but it was still easier than journaling. For whatever reason, for me, journaling was one of the hardest for me to create that habit. And so being able to start with gratitude made it easy, right? Even if it was simple things like, I loved the weather today, and I loved this, and I loved going on a walk with my daughter, or this or that, and just putting those things down made such a huge difference. Because like you said, Melissa, then one, you're reflecting your own heart. You're remembering like, wow, that was great. And even if something happened that I didn't want, I can still be so happy that so many good things did happen. And I think it's easy to get caught up on the one bad thing, like one thing could go wrong and we can like be so mad, when there's like 100 things that went well, and then we're not expressing that gratitude. So it can totally spin. And then that's where it creates freedom, because most of the time when we're in pain or darkness, we're stalling our life and our movement. And in a way, you could say we're locking ourselves up. You're creating your own dark cell and locking the door. And so the more grumpy we get, the higher rated prison sentence it is, right? Like we just get like to lock ourselves up, and we're not letting ourselves out. We're not letting ourselves see the light. I mean, you can say that, and because that gratitude brings the light, it shows us and puts emphasis on those great things in our life, even in the darkest times. And that's why I like the yin and yang symbol. In the darkest part of the, when you look at the yin and yang symbol, in the darkest part, there's still a dot of white, right? And in the lightest part, there's still a dot of darkness. So there's no all light or all dark in that representation. And I think that is a lot of our life. Even in the greatest times, there's something that's not exactly the way we'd want it. As one of my teachers, Michelle Masters, she always said, if you had everything that you'd want, like it would probably be the end of life, because like, what is there to do, right? Like this life is for learning. And she always said, imagine getting every gift you ever wanted or desired on the same day, and then never get anything else after that. Like what would life look like, and what would you do? Or if you had every meal you're going to eat the rest of your life right now, like what good is that? You can't even consume it all. We want meals every day. We want the life of to give gifts all of our life. So it comes in its waves. And so thank you for that. That's a big one, just to reflect in the ways that you can, whether you're sharing with others or if you are writing it down and sharing it with yourself. it just gives us the clues of what we're doing. So I'm really curious, Stephanie, what habits do you have or have you brought into your household?
Well, something I started doing a couple of years ago, and I have a couple answers, but just came to mind as Melissa was sharing about not only taking a look and like feeling into what the gratitude is that we have, but then sharing that with other people. And then just thinking about the holidays coming up, I was walking to school with my kids this week and we started talking about holidays, like all the things that we're doing. And then it turned into what is our favorite holidays. So then they're ranking their holidays. And I was at the top of the list for them was Christmas. And I was like, well, is it about the gifts or is it about the togetherness? Like, what is it about that was so great for you? And she said, I just love the family time. Like the excitement of the gifts is great, opening it all, but it was really the togetherness, like being with family, seeing my cousins, like at grandma's house when all 30 of us are there. I don't see them very much because they're running around with their cousins. And it's beautiful because that's what I used to do when I was a kid. Like I would just get lost in the house and like not see the parents. You would just be with your cousins and your siblings and like having a good time and making memories. But then my son said his second favorite holiday was Valentine's. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. And I was like, okay, buddy. I was like, what is it about Valentine's that's so amazing? And he's like, well, it's all the love notes that you give us. So every night in February, I cut out a little heart and then I write something I'm grateful for them and I stick it on their door. So when they walk out in the morning, they can't wait to see like what the thing is. And so I thought there's Thanksgiving, there's Halloween, there's Easter, there's all these other things with candy and all this stuff. But even as a kid, they love the love. They love hearing all these different things that I appreciate about them, all the different things I'm grateful for. And so for me, I was just like, wow, that's just this little thing that I started doing, I think a couple of years ago after we started working together, because again, was also trying to get better at just expressing the gratitude that I had and to see that now it's something that they so look forward to and is so meaningful to them just goes to show that like it is really important to share that stuff with people. Like if we're feeling it, we should express it. And so I think that's one of the ways that I bring gratitude. That's 1 month out of the year. So I was thinking about just how gratitude shows up for me and certainly journaling. And there's been times that I've kind of done different things with my journaling over the years. And there was a period where, I don't know, it was like 6 months or a year, and I've been really wanting to get back into it, where just at the end of my journal entry, I would write down like the three things I was grateful for. And I would do that in the morning. And it's just a way to sort of springboard off into like a more positive day. I think it just forces you to shift your mindset to think about all the good stuff versus ruminating and like what is wrong or what is not the way we want it or whatever, because we could always have more, we could always do better, but it really just like flips the switch in your mindset to think about just to completely change the way you feel and the way you think. It's a nifty little trick that we can do with that gratitude. So yeah, I think that's been big. And then the third part of it for me is just, I think when you have had a lot of ow in your life, then the contrast can be significant to even be something that we talk about a lot, and that success doesn't feel normal, or when things are really good, it doesn't feel normal. And so to just have extreme gratitude in those moments to like not be, and life is certainly up and down, right? Like it's not that we're never, it's going to be pain-free forever. And like, to your point, we don't want that. We want to have the beauty of a challenge so that we can be grateful. And I know there's a lot of answers, but you guys touched on a lot in a very short period. So I had to respond. And yeah, I just love this conversation.
Well, and there's so many ways to express and to note our gratitude. And it really does propel. And just a few more things to add to all of that. From Carl Buchheit, one of my teachers, he always says, choose what you want and then take what you get. And that is where the gratitude really came in for me. At first, when I heard that, it was hard to accept, right? Because we choose what we want, and then a lot of times we don't take it, right? Like something will come into our life and we're like, no, that's not what I want. And so then this creates this dissonance, and it also stalls our life out. So to have more business and more life, going back to the theme of our whole show, then the gratitude is a must to propel us, right? Because it's all about feedback. So when something comes, we do have to take it. We have to take that feedback. We have to accept the flat tire on the road trip. We have to accept whatever hard things might come our way. And that just makes us stronger. And when we actually are grateful for the moment, and that's why this is what I've really come to believe in, is that life doesn't happen to me. This is where we get caught up in like, why did this happen to me? It's more about this happened for me. When I look at some of the things, I have great moments and happiness in my life that have made me who I am. I also have terrible moments that happened that made me who I am. And if I were to go back and erase all the dark times, I wouldn't be this guy. I wouldn't be the guy that you're all have been getting to know, listening to this podcast, or coming to our events. I wouldn't be the team member. I wouldn't be able to lead in the way I did. I wouldn't be the husband that I am. I wouldn't be the father that I am, the friend, the neighbor, and on and on and on. And that I can even be grateful for. I can be grateful for all the good times and all the tough times because I love who I am, right? I can be grateful for who I am and who I'm becoming so that this propels. So going back to what Carl says, choose what I want, take what I get, and then find the gratitude in that. And when we do that, then we can quickly choose again. If you notice, when we're not happy, we sit in the pot and we even stir it and we share it with others and we flick the soup out of the pot at everyone else, right? And then we know these people that become quite toxic in our life, right? They're flipping their like bad sour soup all around and we're like, wow. And then people don't want to be around you and all these things. And then we're sitting in and we're stirring it up instead of saying, you know what? This soup is bad. It's like, it's turned. We didn't refrigerate it. It went bad. Something happened, whatever it is. And we just move on. That's the accepting. It's like, okay, this isn't the soup for me. Let's let it go and let's make a new soup. And it's in that, instead of sitting with the darkness, we choose to accept it, find why the grateful, and you might not know why it happened, right? I think I love the quote by Steve Jobs. He says, it's hard to connect the dots looking forward. Only looking backward can we really connect the dots. And so you may not know for a good while, like why that thing happened. But after living the amount of years I have right now and the things happening in my life, I can tell you with quite certainty, in my opinion and my beliefs, that the things that have happened in my life happened for me. They guided me to where I am, and which I am very grateful for. And so then knowing that, then now I can choose quicker. So I can choose what I want, take what I get, no matter what it is, and be grateful for it, and then choose again. And so those moments of darkness go by quicker. And this is why I brought this up on previous podcasts, going through Guillain-Barré syndrome and being paralyzed. I believe in my heart fully that I recovered quicker than most people. And that rapidness in recovery came from not being upset, not sitting in the, why did this happen to me? Now, I'm not saying that those thoughts never went through my mind. I'm not, there were moments a few times where I'm like, whoa, is this the end? Like what? I'm like, everything's turning off in my body. Like what's happening? And then there was a moment where I was like, no, I'm not done. I have a lot to give. I'm meant to be here longer. And that came so big in my heart. And then I started to look at all the things I could be grateful for. And as my body started to come online, even though it was so painful, like at the beginning, like the first thing I was starting to feel, it kind of hurts. And even lately, I've been noting that I'm still going through therapy. And with my face, mostly, like most of the rest of my body is back to what I can do almost anything with. And my face has sometimes been sore lately. And I was like, what's going on? And then my physical therapist, she said, hey, isn't that what happened with your legs and your arms? And I'm like, oh yeah, it did. And it is because the nerves are starting to come back online, more of them. And so it starts having the sensation. And so again, my face is hurting some days, sore. And I can be grateful because that to me is it's coming back online. So where in your life can you find gratitude and then see how that propels in your business success, in your personal success, it is. And all the things that Melissa and Stephanie shared, it are just taking notice. It creates a habit of looking for gratitude always, right? So if we're always looking for gratitude, then we can find our way out of the storm much quicker and the pain. And so one more to throw in the hat on that, and then let's keep tossing this around. But I can't remember who I met, and I remember, and I'm blanking out her name. She runs retreats too, and she does a gratitude jar. And so we picked that up as a family, and then once a week in a meal, we actually fell out of this habit recently, and I want to bring it back. And what a wonderful time to bring it back into our path. But for years, we actually, once a week, we would write down what we are most grateful for that week and put it in a mason jar and have it by our dining table. And we would have little pieces of paper and pens, and our family's pretty artistic, so we'd have all these different color pens. And so people could like draw a little picture. So at the end of the meal, once a week, most of the times on Sundays it happened, we would all write down the thing we were most grateful for. And we didn't announce it. And maybe that's something you could add in, but we would just fold it up and put our name on the outside of the paper and drop it into the mason jar. And then on the winter solstice, usually that's December 21st, I believe, then we would take all those out, sort them out with each person, and then we would read all 52 of those gratitude moments. And it's such a cool thing to like look at your life over the year and say, whoa, that's what I was grateful for that week. Or, oh yeah, I remember that big thing happened. Or it was something small. It was just like an act of kindness in the household or something like that. And then usually we have a fire on the winter solstice. And then we made it an option for our kids and us that you could burn all the paper and like kind of let it go, like release it into the energy of the world and then start anew for the new year. And it's the beginning of us reflecting. So around that end of the year, which we'll probably do a podcast. I was thinking we could do a podcast for the end of this year to just talk about some of the structure that my family and I and all of us have started doing for end of year. But this, it starts with gratitude again. Like it starts with us being grateful and what we're grateful for from the year. And it's a great send off to like end the year and then reflect from there until the new year. And then on New Year's Eve, we kind of all make new declarations of like what we learned from December 21st through the holidays, we really think about what reflecting on all that gratitude and all those things and what we learned, and then what will we like on the new year. And so that's one that's really big in my heart. Like I love it so much. And we did have a temporary setback this year of getting out of that habit for a number of reasons, and it is what it is. And now as another thing I teach, just be kind to yourself. There's no reason to beat ourselves up that we didn't do it. We're just going to start again. And what a good time to do than this week to start with it. So I know I'm going to make that declaration right now that I'm going to start that this week of being thankful and start that those gratitude notes every week with my family. Start that again.
Awesome.
Yeah. So let's pause real quick and take a break and we'll be right back. I just want to have an expression of gratitude right now for Pro Audio Voices. They're the ones that produce my podcast, and Becky and her team are amazing. And for those of you that know me, I'm all about wow clients, wow partners, and Pro Audio Voices is a wow partner for me. And if you want to learn more, you can go to proaudiovoices.com and you can learn about them. They also do audiobooks and they're just amazing people. Thank you, Becky.
Well, and it's interesting that you talk a lot about that, because I do feel, and I know there's been scientific evidence that kind of links just the ability for people who express gratitude to have so much change in their mental, emotional, and physical well-being. And I feel like a lot of what you talked about, really, it's like when I talk about being it centers you so well, but just the nature of gratitude itself is a mindset, to be able to just find the beauty and value in things that aren't maybe always right there in front of you, or just finding the gratitude in what you think shouldn't have happened. But I mean, I think the just the ability to do so creates so many positive outlooks. It kind of allows you to be much more resilient because you're not kind of wallowing in the negativity, but you're really kind of focusing on the positive outlook. And as you say, choose again. Like, okay, that didn't work out. Let's choose again.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And I think that I was thinking right as you're saying that, Melissa, like how this reflects the business too, because someone might be saying, oh, we're talking about our family, we're talking about personal journals, but let's be mindful that that does not exclude our businesses. Like there are times when events haven't ran well and all those things, and I could be mad at that. But the reality is, again, that happened for me and I'm grateful because then it made great events like the one we just had. Whereas life changing for the participants, that came from not having it be as good, right? Like it's all those moments of learning. I think when it's easy and everything's going great, we don't think to change. And when it's not going well, we change. So you can be grateful. And the reason I keep going to dark things, because it's easy, again, like I said, it's easy to be grateful when it's like fantastic. You're like, yeah, this is great. Okay, great. I'm grateful. But then what about the days that it's not so great? We should be equally grateful. Like my definition of gratitude is different than most people I've met. Gratitude to me equals appreciating all results, emphasis on all. And that's not easy for everyone to do. And it wasn't easy for me for many, many years. And it's still like that. I'm not saying I'm perfect at this. Like I said, even going through Guillain-Barré, it was not easy, but I guess that's the piece, Melissa, like you're saying that science, it is like once you start doing it, people have collected data on this and you can go look those up. I've seen many articles and publications and studies on this, but just in yourself, we can easily comprehend, I think, that wow, if you could just change your mood that quickly and start realizing that this is happening for you, and then what new decisions are you going to make? Because now we can choose again. So I just think quite simply, something happens in business. It's either a good outcome that we wanted or a not good outcome that we did not want. So then what are we going to do? If it's a good outcome that we wanted, we're going to choose it again and choose it again and again and again, right? Just keep saying yes, right? Click the button over and over. If it's not the outcome we wanted, then that's equal information that we can be grateful for, because now we can say, I'm not choosing that again. What else can I do? Anything else is better than that. Okay, try something new. And so that's where I can have gratitude for all of those results. And I just wanted to add that to what you're saying, Melissa, because then it just takes that science into a real practical way of how do you use this in your house and in your business? So you can start driving more in both, like more business and more life, have more happiness by having gratitude on both sides so that we can choose quicker the direction that we want to go.
Yes. I was going to add that another one of our core values, which ties right into that, is that life is learning. So it's all growth. And there's been so many times that I've had struggles like in the business, and I just hear you echoing in my head, like, what is this meant to teach me? What am I meant to learn by this experience? So even when you're in the hard and the pain, like there is comfort in knowing like, okay, I can't see it right now, but something here is, it's like, this is like trying to teach me something. And I remember when I was in management and I hired this one woman and I thought that she was going to be an amazing asset to my team. And man, there was a lot of learning. And I remember my director at the time, he was like, oh man, I love that you have this salesperson. Like, I love that you have this team member because you're going to learn so much from this. You're going to learn how to find your voice. Like, she was quite difficult and insubordinate and just, oh my gosh, it was just painful, like being her manager. And it was one of those things, he would just laugh. He's like, oh my God, you need this because you need to find your voice. You need to, like, I can be very like go with the flow and trying to please everybody and all of that. And so it really taught me how to create boundaries, how to stick up for myself, how to choose to move on from people when they just they weren't like, it was just a loud lesson of like, okay, when someone is not meant to be in your life, or when you're having some experience that you don't want, like, you have to choose differently because it's on us to choose differently. And so through that, I was grateful because I did learn. But in the moment, it was like, oh man, I can't wait for this to be over.
Yeah. And that sort of, when it's loud, it helps us pivot quicker, I think.
Right. So we can be grateful for that. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, we don't want it. That's where I always say that saying, like, life will tap you and tap you, and then it'll slap you. So those slaps, they really do, they're not fun, but they are sort of loud. And that loudness allows us to notice them more. And it's, again, it's on purpose, right? Because, and that's why I also like the turtle, and we always bring that up, because if you can slow down enough, and that's why I also like meditation, because now in my life, I notice the subtleties, and I can accept the taps, if you will. And many, many years of my life, Stephanie, I can relate to what you're saying. I got slapped. And sometimes, especially with people, I've been such a loyal person. I would like try to hang on with people longer than I should. And I know I could tell a number of stories where I got slapped more than once with the same person, because I remember one of the first person I had to fire, they had a family, and they were late with everything. And because I worked in art for a long time, right? I went to film school and I built an ad agency. And so I had this one designer that said, my work is so good. Because I actually asked, why is everything so late? And like, and I'm the one dealing with the client being so mad. And they're like, my work is so good that they can wait. And they actually said that to me. And then that was when I was like, oh no, this is never going to end be better, even though I kept putting the pressure on deadlines. And even giving the wrong deadline, I started telling them earlier deadlines so that I could tell the client. And then that still didn't work. And so finally, after like a big confrontation, like you're saying, because the person was absolutely not compliant with any schedule that I would make, that I would actually have signed with the client. So then I'm the one responsible for that. And I had to let the person go. And the hardest part was me being a family person myself, to like let someone go when they have a family. But I couldn't do it anymore. It was like killing me and hurting the company. And it's like, you could have someone like that and try to hold on and get slapped over and over. And then you find yourself, oh my gosh, I'm going to hurt the whole company. It's like if you're building a boat and you're fixing it up and this one person is drilling holes in the boat, how long do you let them stay on the boat? Like, it's going to hurt all of our families. And I had to finally have that realization of like, okay, you're gone. Years later, that person called me after I fired them. And it was one of my, I had maybe a few people that I let go, but this was significant. It was a significant position in the company, and it was significant. He called years later and said it was one of the best things that happened in his life, because he had never been fired before, and it woke him up, and he thanked me years later. So that helped me to validate that I did the right thing. So I'm grateful for that. I'm even grateful. Like, he didn't have to call me. He didn't have to do that. So that I'm grateful for too, that I got that feedback.
I was wondering where you were going with this, because I was going to come back to you and ask you what the gratitude was. So I'm glad you went there.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was grateful that I learned that lesson as well, right? That I had to learn to accept that when someone's not supposed to be on the boat, that I can accept that and be grateful that we had that time. And I'm also grateful that, you know, I can notice that quicker now. And so, yeah, there's a number of gratitudes in that story.
And then you never know when the person on the other side is going to be grateful for a tough call that you have to make. I think I had that too in management, where I was like, oh man, I really love this person. I see their talent, but like, it just was not working out. And it was like, I think I was thanked too when it was time to let them go, because they were trying to hold on out of sheer just like determination, wanting to figure it out. It just like wasn't working. And it was like, they weren't going to let go. And so I had to let them go. And then it was like, oh my gosh, their whole life like opened up. So you never know. Like, if something is not a good fit, whether it's a teammate, a client, whatever that is, we have to trust that they're going to be better off in another situation where it's more wow for them. And then we're going to be better off like freeing up all of that energy to put back into the company, to put back into our clients. So it can definitely be scary when it is like a client situation and you don't want to let someone go, or a team member, and you're so totally care and worried about what's on the other side. But I think we just have to trust, if we like follow our gut and listen to, like we always talk about, right? That instinct, that intuition, that little voice, like it's there for a reason and we have to follow that. So it is good that these lessons come, and the louder they are, the quicker we can respond, and then that's good. But then even if it's quiet, we have to go, okay, wait, it's okay to like pause and think about, okay, what should I actually do? And then to be able to step back and have gratitude after. It doesn't always come in the moment. Sometimes it comes way later, but it's still good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to add, because I think me, I'm always on my soapbox, but I think the other thing about gratitude is that it is really a universal language, like across cultural, societal boundaries. I mean, like every culture can relate to finding gratitude and the practice of gratitude. And so when we think about the quality of our life, whether it's in business or our own personal lives, I think you just create more meaning to your existence when you can really highlight the things that you are grateful for, especially when you think about business. Because I think a lot of times we forget about the gratitude when we're talking about business. And I mean, I remember working on a contract for years and I was like so frustrated. Like, but at the end of the day, I was like, wow, this is awesome, right? And I mean, just being able to do things that we had never done before and being able to create solutions that hadn't been created before. I mean, it was awesome. So I think there's so much benefit to the gratitude practice that it's tremendous. It's really transformative.
I love that you said that too, because it made me think of like the other parts of it too, where we always say, sometimes we think of someone and then they call us, or we call them and they're like, I was thinking of you today. And we have this, whatever you want to call it, like an energetic connection or a spiritual connection. And this is everyone, whatever you believe spiritually, like all the people I've been around, it's undeniable that this happens or that these synchronicities happen. And so I want to bring up a client of ours and a good friend, and actually I've become their client as well, is Vitalia Fedosova, who is the CEO founder of Aurelius Accounting. And one thing that I learned from her, like when we talk about accounting, there's a lot of times some people can be a little grumpy, like when they have to pay bills, right? Or they're sending out their payroll, they're not thinking about it. And she has a lesson where she finds that gratitude. So as you're, if you're the management approving payroll, like as you click that approval or type in the approval or however you're doing that with your systems, just expressing your gratitude for your team. And then when you're paying bills, just having that. And so many of my bills are automated now. So like there's moments where, because of her practices, like you will review. So like you're running your numbers. So even if you're having a lot of auto pays, then when you review your P&L, then just notice those line items and notice your gratitude. Like the company wouldn't exist without all these things, all these services. And so we can be grateful that our phones work, and we can be grateful that our internet works, and that we can, and all these things. And that, it made such a difference when you start thinking about it. It's such a small thing, and it takes like less than a minute. I mean, it could be seconds of just being grateful as you're either marking off those expenditures on a ledger or you're actually paying it, and notice the energy shift. Now, and then if we go back to what I said a minute ago, if we're noticing that there's an energetic connection when we think of a family member or friend and then they call you, how do you think they're going to feel when they receive the money from you? They're going to probably notice this difference, right? That, oh, wow. And even just that extra expression when I'm handing money or exchanging money. I once had an acupuncture appointment with an acupuncturist I used to work with, and they actually said, sorry, like when they were charging me, they're like, sorry, I have to charge you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm so grateful to pay you. I want you to be open. I want this business to survive so that I can keep coming back and get the healing from you. Are you kidding me? I'm so grateful to pay you. And it was a huge shift in their mindset. So even just thinking in our commerce, how we're providing and exchanging this energy, because money is nothing more than an energy, right? It's just exchanging an energy. So if we think about it that way, how can we be cooperative together? And where are we choosing to express our gratitude through our dollars? And it is a huge part of business. And so gratitude in this way can play a huge role to our success, because it's putting such a beautiful energetic stamp on all that we do, including the money that we spend. And then we can also be grateful for the money we receive, right? In the same way. So our receivables and our accounts payables. So maybe just add that. These are just ideas you can add in. And thank you, Vitalia, for that. But yeah, it's just a beautiful way to run our businesses.
What a great way to like hold space around something that's just so common. And like, it's just a part, it's an exchange of business, but to put that onto it, to put that love around it and think about it is really beautiful. I think it's so simple. And it's maybe, like you said, taking that gratitude down to the smallest thing really helps give you some perspective. And then I would challenge to say, like, what are some other ways that we can bring gratitude into our business, whether it's a practice that we create with our team or a practice that we create with our clients? Like, what are some other creative ways that we could start to bring that in to show it in a different way that's meaningful? I think there's, yeah.
I do. And it's even interesting when it's even hard. What just popped in my head, Stephanie, is like our events since I've been coming back from being paralyzed have been smaller than they used to be. And in some ways, we haven't been cutting back all the cost. And even in the gifts, like buying this or buying that, and we typically give gifts at the event, and they're not low cost ones, like bringing Aura cacao. That's an expensive chocolate. It's not some cheap thing. And it's meaningful though. So we make those purchases and give those gifts. And I was just coming off our last event on a high. So not only did I energetically get that high point, but I had this crazy moment. So the dinner I had with my family right after our event, I didn't tell you all this yet. We're having dinner with my family and we're all eating and ordered what we want. It was kind of a celebratory dinner because dad finished this event and I'm going to give a lot of my attention to the family for the weekend. And it was all amazing. And we're just having a fabulous dinner. And then I went to pay the bill. And then they're like, oh, your bill is paid by this man here. And then they're right there, like the table next to us, it was a couple. And then he turned, he said, I bought your meal and your tip and everything. And you have a beautiful family and just blessings to your life. And I was like, what the heck? Like, how? Just like, what a random act of kindness. So then there was five of us. And then there was a table of two and a table of three. So then I was like, okay, to the restaurant, I said, okay, I'll buy that table and that table then. And so then I bought those tables. And then while I was paying that, then they saw something was happening because I got up and hugged the person. I was like, can I hug you? And I hugged them. And it wasn't a cheap meal. Like, we had bought everything we wanted. I expected to pay. And so there we are. And then I bought those other two tables. And while I was paying that, the other tables saw something was going on and they're making eye contact with my wife. And then they were talking to the table three and it was the guy's birthday. And so then Jen's like, it's his birthday too. And I was like, happy birthday. I got your bill and I got your bill. And I like thanked those people. And then that lady said, okay, well then I'll buy their table. And we left the restaurant, but I kind of wonder like how many tables deep did it go where everyone was just buying everyone dinners. It was just such a moment of this gratitude and just happiness. And I think it is that gift giving and just like being in that gratitude and just noticing how the energy comes back to you in such a beautiful way.
That's so cool. And it does spread like that. It's interesting. I'm sitting here just thinking, I just came back from parent teacher conferences and I was like, what is all that on the wall behind you? Like, the walls were starting to be lined with these like shout outs. And I think there's been some difficult stuff that's been happening at the school, difficult conversations and some challenging student behavior. And I think she was like, I just needed to bring some light to the classroom. And so she's like, I made these little cards and I thought there would be a few of them, but I just left them out and the kids could come out and just give a shout out to someone, like a gratitude for something that they did or something they brought to the classroom or whatever it was. She goes, and now I'm having to make space on the walls. Like, they're having so much fun with it. They're decorating them. It's artful. It's like become this whole thing. My daughter's got her signature stamp, like she highlights her, so everybody knows, like, you could put your name on it or not. And I was like, oh my god, that just like spread like wildfire. It's like one person recognizes somebody and then they're motivated to go out and recognize somebody, and it's like, it's just so interesting when we get so much love like that, it just compels us to want to pay it forward. So it's like, what a simple, easy way for us to just create like a whole culture of gratitude by, like, we just have to start it, you know?
Yeah. And what does it cost to buy someone a cup of coffee or tea or something? Like, where can you do that? And even when money's a little tight and you think, oh, I can't do that, I would say, hey, try, like, here and there. Maybe don't give to where you're gonna be in a whole lot of pain, but give and notice how it comes back, and give without expecting it to come back. And then it really does come back. Then it just pours on you. I was just so shocked that couple bought our meal, and just a small thing. I mean, in the big scheme of life, it's a small gesture, but it's a huge gesture just to randomly do that. Even the restaurant, they said, I thought that was your friend. I thought they knew you. I was like, no, I do not know these people. And they're like, oh my gosh. The whole energy of the restaurant shifted because of this, you know?
That would encourage lots of people to do random acts of kindness. And I know there are many folks, I think, I don't know if it's on TikTok or where, but they're always like doing all of these wonderful acts. And it just, I mean, you see it and it just fills other people with such joy. So I can see where you're talking about. It kind of changes the whole mood of wherever you are. Cause I think people just really find joy and pleasure in seeing those acts of kindness. It's awesome.
So, I mean, even if you think Mr. Beast, which is one of the biggest YouTubers out there, I think a lot of his content, I haven't watched that much. Like, my kids watched it, especially in the early days, my son, because Mr. Beast really started with Minecraft from what I looked at. But then once he started getting popular and he started getting money from YouTube, he made the conscious decision to give, I think at the beginning, all of it away. And he still gives a high percentage of it away. So he's given houses, cars. Like, he's done all these things, and then he sees someone there in a hard spot. He's like, oh, just take this car. And then they're crying. They're like, we don't even have a car to get to work. You don't know how much this is for us. And then I think that's part of his success. I mean, he gave so much and he has gained so much. And so just, they do say that as another famous saying, all right, the giver's gain. And yeah, so I think it's beautiful, and it's all comes back to what we started with, is like expressing our gratitude for life. The fact that you can pay for someone else's meal, like, we can be grateful that we even have that extra money. And if it's not money, like, just being able to help someone with their groceries out to the car, just to say hello, even like to acknowledge another human being wherever they are. That, walking around certain cities, I've had some wonderful conversations with homeless people, and just seeing them for who they are and hearing their story. I remember this one time, it was a lawyer, and I said, what's going on? Because they were so educated, I could tell the way they were talking. And I was like, what are you doing here? And they're like, I just couldn't do it anymore. I had a total nervous breakdown and I just needed to do it. And they said, it's the best thing ever. It's like camping out. And he actually said, I don't think I'm gonna do this forever, but I had to like completely restart and give up on everything. And the stress can do that in our life. And then even that man being homeless, he was even grateful for just being outside. He said when he was in his corporate career, he was at his desk the whole time. And so I asked him, like, what is it? Why is he just letting this keep going? He said, one of the best things about being homeless is being outside. He actually said that. He's like, I didn't give myself time to be outside. And now I'm just like outside all day, every day right now. And he's just, so just the oddest thing, right? To find someone that's homeless, you'd think that they'd be so depressed. And he walked with me like many blocks in the city because I was going somewhere. I can't remember where it was. It must have been a 15-minute conversation at least. And just talking about all these beautiful things that I was a younger man then. It was totally baffling to me because at that time I thought like every homeless person must be just on drugs or like what's going on. And like to have that conversation was eye opening for me that here's someone that actually consciously chose to just be on the streets. It was, and good for him too, because a lot of the people I did meet on those streets, they weren't okay. And like, here's a man that's like choosing it. So, but I guess the thing I'm pointing to is just be grateful for all those experiences. Be grateful for all the people that you can encounter, and you never know what impact you're going to make on those people's lives. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I've been, last thing for me, and then we'll go around because we're about out of time here, but I've been holding this gratitude rock the whole time that we're talking. And whether you have a gratitude rock or anything, I would just encourage you in this week of thankfulness, as you're having some meals or gatherings with friends and loved ones, maybe make it a point, like take a moment and ask everyone. And when you have a bigger group, it's nice to have a physical object and pass it around, kind of like a speaking stick or whatever it is. And ask everyone to hold that and express their gratitude. And maybe what is their gratitude professionally and personally? And if you have a lot of students there, then in their lessons, what was their biggest learning for the year? What was their biggest personal thing for the year? Or like I said, professional thing. And just ask people that. And it just like we were just saying, like how the gratitude changed in that restaurant, how the gratitude can change at our events, how gratitude can change how we pay our bills, how gratitude can change how we receive income. And definitely it can change the whole dynamic of a meal if we can start with our gratitude and being thankful. And that's even why we bless our food, right? Like blessings that we even have this meal and being able to have this, right? To have this meal and blessing that. And that is also a form of gratitude. And then the food just tastes better. And I guess the very last thing I'll say is that's how I like with my gratitude with cacao. Like every morning I start with my cacao and my gratitude now since I had Guillain-Barré, because it has so much good fat too. So there's so many medicinal purposes for like 100% cacao. And thank you, Jonas and Aura Cacao, gratitude to them. And it slows me down to start my day with gratitude. And literally I thank the earth that like even right now that we're sitting on, that the earth gives us food and it gives us a place to rest. You can literally lay against the tree that comes from this land, right? And then I can be thankful for the air that I breathe from all these plants that are symbiotic with our relationship in this planet. Then I can thank the rain for allowing that all to live and be hydration for ourselves and for our plants. And then I could be thankful for the sun that warms us. If the earth was in a different position just by slightly, we would not be. If you look at Mars or Venus and definitely Mercury, like it's too close, right? Some of these planets are too close. They burn up. The sun's too hot. And then if you're too far away, it's too cold. Like, just think of the miracle that we live on, that this is where we live, like to be blessed to live on a planet like this. So many blessings. And then to ultimately thank spirit and whatever the word is for you, like the universe, God, this to me is the same. And this is another thing that I find in gratitude, that all religions and all spiritual life, we should be in gratitude and understand one another, not see what separates us, but see what unites us. And that is that we are seeing that there's something larger than all of us that combines us all, that puts us together. And so to be grateful for that, to be grateful for all these things. So just start in that and then let it perpetuate out with all this discussion. We could do like 500 podcasts about gratitude and all the things we can be grateful for. And I will stop myself there and I will ask Stephanie and Melissa, any last thoughts of gratitude or things that you're most grateful for?
Melissa and I are looking at her like, you go.
Wait, I don't know if I can add anything to that.
I know, it was so good. I feel like that was just a beautiful way to sort of wrap it up. I think I'm grateful for this podcast. I think in our efforts to share the good word and lift people up through some of this content, it also is such a gift to all of us. So I'm grateful for that. And I'll say that for Thanksgiving, like around the dinner table, there's usually 20 to 30 of us. I think it might be a little lighter, closer to 20 this year, but that is something we do before the meal as everybody goes around and like says what they're grateful for. So I was just looking for my rock. I'll have to find it. But I think that's an easy thing, yeah, to do, and something that we've started that we all sort of look forward to now. But
so beautiful.
No,
that's awesome.
I think you said it.
I was just going to say, and I'll, because I think I put it in the chat, but I didn't say it earlier. And this, whether you celebrate Thanksgiving or you are honoring your Indigenous heritage, I would just want to say, be present. It is a gift that we are here and present. So I just want to encourage everyone to just use their gift wisely, get out there and connect with others. And I really am truly just grateful for this team and everything that I have learned this year. I'm literally like tearing up, and I don't usually do that. So anyway, I just thank and appreciate you all. I'm so grateful to have touched so many people and been able to just connect with so many more people in my life than I ever have when I worked an 80-hour week. So experiencing life is just so meaningful. So I am hopeful that everybody will take this gift and share it with others.
Thank you so much, Melissa and Stephanie, for sharing this time with me and with others. And so I'm equally grateful as well with that. And I just think it's so beautiful that More Business and More Life can give us that time to express our gratitude and more time with others, right? Whereas when we're working and we have our head down doing that thing, we can miss out on these relationships. And so I think so beautiful that you brought that up here at the end, Melissa, and thank you for that. And I do get emotional too with our team because it is so beautiful and we are changing so many people's lives. And I just want to say I'm grateful for all the listeners right now. And thank you so much for being a listener. And if you gain value from this, please, if you're not already a part of our success newsletter, the newsletter we send out, please, you can sign up, and we have new ways. We've added ways. So if you text 72,000, so that's 72,000, and you text WOW, just WOW, and you text WOW to 72,000, then it'll prompt you to join our newsletter. And we would love to continue to support you and give you all kinds of skills, tips, and even access to this podcast on a regular basis, so that you can continue to have more business and more life in your life. And we look forward to continuing to serve you. So thank you so much for being a part of this today and listening. And we look forward to continuing our time together until our next podcast. Remember, choose gratitude and create freedom. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the More Business, More Life podcast. I hope you got value. And if you did, we have so many more things for you at stevenopliton.com. You'll be able to connect with us on social media. We are active. You can ask us questions. And then on top of that, I want to give you a really big gift. And it truly is. We want to give so much value. We have an offering. It's a program called Clear Path to Customers. It's the same way that we attract WOW clients and only working with the right people, the people we want to. And it's transformed my business into millions more in revenue with the right people and my clients. And we're doing it absolutely free. So you can go to stevenopliton.com and grab that. You just got to put in your information. We'll send it to you promptly. And that again is on stevenopliton.com. I look forward to having you on the next show. Until then, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.